HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
You're also moving into this area of federalism, right? That you have an integrated economy. There are states with certain powers, central with certain powers, some shared powers in the constitution. And I really want to ask you this question, which I know it interests you a lot, about the broader federal structure, right? And one has seen in the past few years a sort of a breakdown in trust. You know, the GST negotiations were one part of it, but there's also a lot of other things about, you know, whether the state should be doing it, whether the center should be doing it. So how do you think there's a case for rethinking Indian federalism in terms of the distribution of powers? And we are very often just don't mention the third tier, which is actually constitutionally there in our system. So any thoughts on what this pandemic and also some of the recent debates tell us about the future of Indian federalism?
I think there are at least 50 issues there. Somebody could spend their life worrying about this. But I think there's the issue of the third tier, which is, I'm glad you raised it, because I think the state is way too big. Indian states are way too big also. We need much more federalism within the state. The states are way too big and too clunky and too unable to focus on specific areas. Just, you know, the some fact that you is worth thinking about. We have 540 MPs for a population of 1.4 billion or 1.3 billion, some number like that. Okay, the UK has maybe 55 million people, 60 million people, and 635 MPs, something like that. It's so, you know, the MPs are, the constituencies are too big. At all levels, we have sort of not adjusted to the scale. The constituencies are so big that, you know, if I'm an MP, I can't really be useful to most people in my constituency. My constituency is so big that I can't possibly even meet a very small fraction of it. It's just the numbers are wrong at some level. We are really talking about things which are, the scale is wrong. So I think we need to think through this whole, you know, who should have what powers, and, you know, to the extent that we have the states are therefore too big, and the assembly constituencies are too big. Everything is off scale, in my view. And that's a deep problem, which has, and then there's the question of sort of the current issue of federalism, where I think you can see this in the current crisis over, you know, the farmers. And at some level, I feel that the farmers are essentially acting out of pure suspicion of the government's motives. It's really not, what they are saying is not that these reforms could not be good, but they're saying, we think this is just the thin end of the wedge, but something else much worse is about to happen. And I think there is a general loss of trust, especially, I think when you have people who are very far away, who have very little connection to you at the moment, doing very large-scale legislation. So this is less about the state than about the relationship with the overall state with its people. I think this is a natural reaction. People are, I think it's not so much that you couldn't make a case for, you know, getting rid of many of these very, you know, old-fashioned institutions we have in the agriculture sector. You absolutely could. But I think the lack of trust is massive. And I think that lack of trust was, you know, the sudden sort of cancelling of the center's liabilities under the GST Act doesn't help. I think you create these things and you say that, well, we are going to have power delivered from top down, and we're going to just take decisions by people who really don't have much of a connection to the affected people, and you're going to get that. You have to somehow have built. Sorry, I got a cold. We have winter here in Paris.
Yes,
so it's a. I think that the general paradigm of trust in this is the state is one player in that. The states are, you know, are in a sense, you can see exactly that they're also lining up on partisan lines. There's very little, very few state governments that are crossing partisan lines. It's and so the states are partly also acting out of their own political interests. But I think the broader picture is very much that there is a lack of trust in the entire system. And federalism is just one piece of that. It does, you build trust partly by having people that you talk to, who you actually, who have given you something. If you, everything is decided by somebody who's in some space a million miles away, then I think it's very easy to have maybe inaccurate, but certainly completely negative views of what their motives are, because, you know, they might have good motives, but you don't know them. You've seen what they do at some very big picture level. They defaulted on the GST claims, etc. So, you know, do you trust them? I think this particular crisis is absolutely about trust. It's really not about the content of the legislation. I think many people, even in Punjab, have argued for changes in the past, and they are backtracking, partly because they know that the real issue is not the law, but the trust.
We saw that from the 80s, there was a certain move towards political decentralization and fiscal decentralization. Do you think that era is now over and we are moving into a system, even some of the, what we read about the 15th Finance Commission, etc., that there's a certain amount of re-centralization in the Indian polity and in the federal structure?
I don't know that we are anywhere close to an equilibrium. I think there is I think when there is a lot of pressure, most authorities just want to impose the will on the system. In some ways, it's a very natural response, is that, you know, there's just too many pressures on us. Right now, I think that whether in the medium run, one of the things that would be interesting to see is, for example, what happens in Haryana? How long does the Haryana state government withstand the pressure from its own farmers? I think that's going to be an interesting question. So I think we're not in an equilibrium. I think that, in fact, all the negotiation will eventually have to go through some state governments. And I think the Haryana state government, in many ways, being a BJP government, is well placed to sort of do that, because they have actually some more legitimacy. They are this ruling government. They have connections with many of the people in the Haryana government are from farming families. There's much more connection there, and so I think that we have to see that game play out. I think this is at a time when I think there is a certain sense in which, you know, the state is feeling economically threatened because the economy isn't delivering as much as it was, and therefore there is a sense in which we want to somehow save money, and the states are wasting money, and there's all kinds of thoughts there, which I think you can easily see where they come from. I do think that there will be there are more rounds in this.
This was a Hindustan Times production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.